Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 1 hour remaining in the WIP Afternoon Show, but we kick off that hour with everyone's favorite part of the show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Duh, football.
Big one this week in divisional round. I don't often do, you know, just straight up sports ones. But like when it's the playoffs, you got to get people ready for the big game. Brios does it his way. Sometimes I do it my way.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is this you sensing the tone of the city and wanting to like lean into the Eagles thing? Or is it you taking a day off of doing something particularly creative?
No, it's more... On Honest Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Honest Friday now.
It's more about the city than me.
Okay.
Thank you. Because I'm not a me guy.
It was a fair question, though.
Well, sure. But okay. There's all always right. effort, besides Mondays, put into the top five.
All right. Okay.
My fifth favorite Eagles divisional round moment since 2000 is courtesy of one Ike Reese. Merrill Reese on the call.
Culpepper back, pumps, fires. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ike Reese, who had the only interception of the Monday night game against Minnesota.
Ike Reese was third interception of the season. He bats the football, gets a hand on it. Culpepper trying to get it to the outside. Ike Reese bats that thing down, and then it's going to take it home.
Now,
wow. That wasn't a divisional round.
Yep, Eagles, Vikings.
Look at you throwing your boy a bone. I appreciate that. Look at him.
Never a doubt.
You know,
it was only because I couldn't find the Westbrook screen. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding.
You know, I think I heard it at the beginning there. One of my favorite things is the Mike Quick laugh when something good happens. The ha-ha. Oh! Is it in there? Jack, can you play the Ike Reese interception again?
Oh, go ahead.
Culpepper back, pumps, fires. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ike Reese, who had the only interception.
There it is.
The
yep. I love it. I love the Mike Quick laugh.
Let me tell you real quick, a little backstory to that.
Okay.
I call in Friday before the game, like today. Friday before the game.
Yep.
To Anthony and Glenn. We're doing the midday show during that time. I used to call in on Fridays. Anthony, all that day, is not feeling well. Friday before the game that Sunday. So I tell him, when I get ready to get off the phone, I'm going to get an interception for you Sunday.
Like he's a little kid?
Like a little kid, yep. Yep. And it happened. It's a true story.
Did you give him the game ball like Trout?
I did not give him the game ball. I did not. I kept that myself, yes.
That's good.
I'm going to get an interception for you. It's great.
Get an interception
but you got
for
it.
You.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. That was cool. Yep. All right, my bad. Keep it moving.
My fourth favorite divisional round moment. Now, I couldn't find the Merrill call of these next two, so we're subjected to
what?
I know.
The national call.
The Dick Stockton, and this is still.
If you ever need one, Swank.
Well, I tried.
Okay.
I went through them all.
Okay.
I went through them all.
All right.
But who can forget when Brian Dawkins laid out Mike Vick?
Second down and 10, and Vick all of a sudden turns it on to the 10. Is down and Vic getting in for the touchdown, but there's a penalty marker down. And Vic shaken up. As we said, the only game he missed this year was against the Giants, and he was crunched as he crossed the goal line.
Laid out Mike Vic.
Future Eagle Mike Vic.
Yeah, I remember Mike telling me how He felt his soul left his body.
Is that what he said?
Dog hit him that, like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He remembered those two playoff games in Philly.
Well, because the crumpler hit always gets talked about.
Yep.
That Vic hit was, like, and watching the tape of it again, he was just laying on the ground.
Man, that's when Dalton used to go out there and try to knock himself out. Like, that's how he used to hit people. Like, he had no regard for his body. Yeah, that was a Saturday night. Might have been the coldest game I ever played in.
Really?
That's how cold it was that Saturday night.
You're getting hit when it's cold like
On that vet turf.
Yeah.
We were playing on concrete.
Yeah.
We may as well have been playing in the hub.
Really? Yeah.
On that stuff out there. Yeah.
Someone should have sued for the vet. Like,
well, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but that's for different reasons.
Okay, right. Yeah.
The playing surface was not suitable for like any kind of sport.
No. I remember I was on the field once before a Phillies game with my dad, and I saw one of the seams.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, holy cow. Because you could just be walking, and the seams were so big that you could trip walking over it. I can't even imagine playing sports on that thing.
Unbelievable, man. It really was, man.
Yeah.
I was just young and dumb. I was just like, I guess this is what
great.
We're playing.
I really know what an NFL team is, right? My third favorite divisional round moment. We played one of the best moments from Ike Reese's career. Well, the moment that Hugh might be most remembered for was also in the divisional round, courtesy of Jim Miller.
At the 25, the design rollout by Miller, going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass, is intercepted by Damon Moore.
Demo.
Brad Johnson passes last week in the wild card game against Tampa Bay, picks this one off, and Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
Well, you're going to see what happens when there's an interception. The defensive players always look up the quarterback first. You see right there, look like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground. And that appears to be his throwing shoulder.
But here's the bad thing that happened to the Bears. Miller holding his shoulder after meeting Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, Hugh Douglas thought he was going to make a tackle after the interception. Nothing cheap about that play. Legal hit, separated shoulder, Jim Miller.
Wow.
God, the best.
Nothing cheap about that.
At that time, it wasn't. I want to say, I could be wrong, that might have led to them changing that rule, that you couldn't do that to quarterbacks.
Oh, really?
I think so.
It's basically, you're searching out the quarterback on an interception. You're going to take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that may have led to a rule change there.
The Hugh Douglas rule.
We'll call it the Hugh Douglas rule.
I could be wrong, but I know at some point they started protecting the quarterbacks to where you couldn't do that anymore.
Because what was the Rodgers play? Because Rodgers hurt his collarbone, right? And I think they changed the rule after the season. Because they really drove.
Yeah, because Rodgers wasn't there.
That was like 20.
Rodgers, where they drove him into the ground.
Yeah.
Yes, they stopped letting you power drive the quarterback.
It's like Buster Posey running baseball because he got hurt.
I agree with that rule.
That was a little tough.
Yeah. Run over the catcher. Yeah. There's not much contact in baseball. At least have that.
I don't know. It's such a stupid thing about baseball. It's like the way that you're going to get to the plate is you have to run through the catcher. It just seems crazy.
Rose loved that stuff.
He loved it. Kidding me?
That was a player right there.
Yes.
But my second favorite divisional round moment is one that will always go down for me in this city, and that is 4th and 26.
Here it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught by Freddie Mitchell, short of a first. I don't know, did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
Definitely not live in infamy. Jack.
Yeah, dude, I always say infamy for no reason. So that's my fault. It's totally my fault. It
sounds good, though.
Yeah, it sounds way better than living for me.
And listen, now we know that obviously was the biggest play in that game.
You could have
threw your boy another bone.
Well, I was going to have,
I did get a sack in that game on Brett Favre.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of like his sack of Michael Strahan. I mean, he was starting to.
I was unblocked. Yes.
I could have found some Najee Davenport highlights, of course. And I
appreciate you not.
Could have also did the Dawkins interception at the end of that one, which is maybe the easiest interception in the history of football.
which I also had a little bit of a quarterback pressure on that play, too.
People forget that. No one brings that up. not on this show.
Not enough.
But, yes, we know that fourth and 26. But
yes.
The number one, the best divisional round moment of my life kind of led to a Super Bowl run.
The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Lone receiver to the left. Ryan. With Coleman to his left. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left.
What an unbelievable job by this defense. It's hard to come to South Philadelphia and leave here with a win.
Unbelievable job by the defense. I mean, we got a little lucky on
one. Julio mistimed that jump.
You know what's funny? I think about that play. I always get mad at the Alshon play against the Saints the year after the Super Bowl where he dropped the pass. But I'm like, we got a little lucky on that one, though. So
well, remember the dropped interception.
Oh, yeah.
Keanu
Neal's knee.
Yeah. That was right before that. And didn't Torrey caught it, right?
So Torrey caught it and got them in field goal range,
right,
I believe.
And
I think there was a play after half that they tipped up and Ertz caught it.
Oh, yeah?
There was a lot working in our favor. That game.
I'm surprised you didn't go to maybe there was no significant play in that game. The only other divisional game I can think about is the 08.
So the Westbrook, I was going to do the Westbrook screen from that game.
Okay.
Yeah, but I liked your play more.
The Westbrook screen.
Yeah, remember he had a huge screen against the Vikings?
That's the Vikings game, but that was wild card.
I thought that was the divisional round.
No, the Giants were the divisional round.
Ah.
You remember when McNabb picked up the phone on the sideline?
I guess that would have been
better. Yeah. So, but I don't know if there was any other big play. I think Asante Samuel picked off a pass early in that game and almost scored on it.
Was that when Asante Samuel had his biggest hit as an Eagle? He laid out. I forget, but there was a game also. Was it 06 that Akers hit the walk off
against the Giants?
Yeah, is it Tiki's last game?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That was also a wild card, though.
Yeah. So,
yeah. All right.
Good job, Jack.
Thanks.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877 Go Guida or visit goguida.com. Lighty in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
What's up, Lighty?
I'm calling because I'm a serious Eagles fan. I have been. And Fritz and Spike, leave my boy Jalen alone.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean?
No.
But I'm really calling to talk to the fans on Sunday. Jordan Mailata said that the fans are sometimes so loud they affect the offense. We're smart fans. We should be quiet as a mouse. When the Eagles are on the football field, we should not be yelling, screaming, or booing when they're running a play. Now, we can boo as much as we want when they're coming off the field. But when they're on the field and they're on offense, be quiet.
You know what I think?
You don't need to make noise.
You know what I think?
Be quiet.
You know what I think might happen, Lighty? When they hit a big play and the crowd is cheering and they're trying to get together, they might still be buzzing. I think generally the crowd's pretty quiet on offense.
I'm always in that damn booth. I can't hear anything. Yeah.
I think it might be after big plays. Maybe in a 2-minute situation or a speed situation it might be. You can't ask people not to cheer when a big play happens, though.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying when they go to huddle up or when he's going to the line, when he's at the line, they can shut up by then. I don't mind you cheering. I don't mind you being happy. Be smart. Our team should never have to wave their hands to quiet us down.
Okay.
We should be smart enough to be quiet when they're running a play on the field.
Well,
that's all I got to say. Have a good one, fellas. E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L!
Okay, Lighty.
You know, Lighty said, leave Jalen alone. I was talking to Jack before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because yesterday I got a bunch of leave Jalen alone calls. And I thought to myself, let's go through our shows this week. All right, Tuesday... that was the Eagles need to be less conservative, be more aggressive.
Yeah.
Wednesday was, are you Nick guy?
Yep.
Thursday was, where are the Eagles in the ranking of
Super Bowl teams?
Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
And today was, how confident are you?
Mm-hmm.
We did not I did not lead with.
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't do Jalen's show.
I didn't do a Jalen. Not one day did we open up the show this week and say Jalen, Jalen, Jalen.
No.
Sometimes people call about Jalen when we're not even talking about Jalen.
Yep.
It is. It's just the quarterback in Philly. It's like this inescapable topic. Carson was that. I mean, the especially after 2017, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's. Like you said, it is what it is. It happens with the quarterbacks in the town.
Yep.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore is currently interviewing for the Cowboys job.
Oh, right, yeah. Now.
Right now.
Okay, well, that's good. At least it's not tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he's getting that. But it is another one tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
Saints.
Saints tomorrow, Jags and Cowboys today.
Okay. Well, don't worry. There's not.
Just win on Sunday.
First of all, he'd be foolish to take that Saints job.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. It's a weird team. It's almost like they are in purgatory.
I don't know if they're in rebuild mode or trying to hang on mode.
It's a weird team.
Yeah.
Is Derek Carr still on the contract pass this year?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Weird team. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey, Jack, congrats on the new addition, man. Beautiful thing, bro. Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Father of the year.
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
All right. So I know just like you said, you've been giving Hurts some grief and everything like that. And I've been thinking.
Yeah.
I do that from time to time that he might. We all would love to have a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. He might not be the quarterback that we want.
Yeah.
But he is the quarterback that we need. He is humble. He's a leader. He keeps a level head. Mm. And the thing I loved last week is when that Green Bay lineman or whatever, like pulled Saquon down and they got the penalty.
Yep.
The first person that was in that dude's face looking up at him
was Jalen. Yeah.
Well, he was right there.
He was right.
That was Jack.
Into him.
That was Jack.
And Hurts has been playing like this.
Colin, I want to be clear. I want him to do great. I want him to be awesome on Sunday. I want to win the Super Bowl. I want Jalen Hurts. God willing, he is the MVP of the Super Bowl. I would love it. All I want is for the Philadelphia Eagles to do good. They pay me to give my opinion on things. So if I am asked my opinion on things, I will give it. So I have to do both things. I can't just come on the air and say, I want him to do good, because that's not what we do here. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm stuck here. I don't know what to do. I have to be honest, right? I can't lie.
No, I get you. I believe that Hurts will do whatever they need him to do to get this victory.
You know what they need him to do? They need him to throw to see here. This is you baited me, and I cannot turn it down. He won't do anything they need. He will do anything within his power that they need. Because if you're just saying flatly anything that they need, you would guess that they would want to throw to their awesome wide receivers. But they're not able to do that as often as they would, because there's some things he does better than others. So the anything to win, not exactly true. Maybe anything within his capability, we could do that. But anything to win, not so much.
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of capability.
Well, then let me ask you, Colin, at the bye week, why do you think they decided to have him throw considerably less?
I think he was going through something in his head, possibly.
Okay, so we're 3 months later. And
I mean, look at the Steelers game.
That's one game. Do you want me to name off the other 12?
Yeah, but that seemed to be like, because he was getting a lot of grief, and that seemed to be like, hey, maybe they were like, all right, we're going to unleash him a little bit. Show everyone that.
So they're just keeping it a secret.
A lot of people think he is.
Yeah, just keeping it a secret.
I'm not the front office or anything.
Well,
this weekend, man.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
The defense, except for that Washington game, has suffocated the opponents like 19 points to what that great Ravens team, 17 to that Saxon-y offense.
Now you're talking my language.
There's no reason to believe that they're not going to continue to play like this, and I totally believe they're going to suffocate that Rams defense. This defense is a defense that the ghosts of the old defenses are proud about.
They do whatever it takes to win.
The Reggie White, the Jerome Browns, the Wes Hopkins. With the way this defense has played this year, they are out there and they are beaming with pride because this is a defense that can win games even if we have to run the ball a ton. This team.
See, now you're talking my language, Colin. Now you're talking my language. Don't lead with Jalen's going to do whatever it takes to win. Lead with the defense is going to do whatever it takes to win. Because the offense continually puts them in situations where they need to stand up for quarter after quarter. And the defense does whatever it takes to win. The offensive line does whatever it takes to win. Saquon does whatever it takes to win. You know?
The whole team.
Guys being run into the ground. May have a who even knows what. Thank you for the call, Colin. Who even knows what Saquon's season is going to be like next year, after all this work at this age? Talk about guys doing whatever it takes to win. Mm-hmm. You know, there we go.
And by the way, I found out a guy. What's his name? Jim Murphy.
Yes,
the book guy.
Yeah,
they're doing a sit down
with
Sal Pal.
Oh,
what? And AJ.
And
it's probably gonna be a Sunday story.
What they ESPN was at his office or whatever yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably what they're doing. Some sort of featured. Well, he's getting good mileage out of it.
Yeah, sell your books, buddy. Just remember, 6:41 p.m. is after 6 p.m.
Well, maybe it's West Coast time.
I put ES. You saw the text. Said EST.
Just giving him an out.
Yep.
I'll tell you, that's twice this week. People tried us.
Yeah, yes. Shady.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't say any names.
Yeah, sorry. I said a name.
Yeah.
Different voice for the hype speech would be not the right.
Well, no. We're not doing that.
Not my opinion.
Yeah, okay. We're not doing that.
My opinion. He said the backups could have won last week, and now he's in the hype speech this week.
Jim Murphy. Friggin' book. How many self-help books are there? Yeah. The Weak and the Giant Within. Yeah, I'm going to read the Pat Riley self-help book. That's what I'm going to read.
Yeah, because you're more Pat Riley over Jimmy Butler.
Yes, I am. In that dispute, absolutely.
Should have got Jimmy Butler, right, Spike?
Oh, yeah. This is going great in Miami.
Just kidding. I was just kidding.
Okay.
Yes. We've already had that mistake once today.
So coming up next, we will pick all of the games this weekend, and we've put a couple of WIP employees on a little bit of blast earlier. Mm-hmm. There's one more that needs to be discussed.
Wow.
So that's all next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest coming February 9th to Lincoln Financial Field. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. Meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. The Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about these free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on, TK!
And will it let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet
ain't so far down.
To it's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Your final count on confidence for Sunday, very confident at 37.5%.
Mm.
Pretty confident at 53.5%. Not that confident, 8.9%. That number is higher than I even thought it would be. All right, we ready to pick the games this weekend?
I'm ready.
Do we want to? So, Jack, last week we sort of roundtabled it, went through each game, and then we each made that pick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because we're all picking the same games.
We're all picking the same games.
Should I be Fran?
Yes, and not have any idea how
spreads work.
How spreads work.
Good.
Yes. Even after I explain it to you.
Nice. Yeah,
each time you pick a game.
Dynamite stuff.
You want to start with, what is the first game, Chiefs-Texans?
Chiefs-Texans, yeah.
And is it Chiefs minus 8.5?
Minus 8.5.
Ike, you want to start?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like the Texans plus the points.
Really?
Yeah.
There it is.
I think so.
Wow, you guys both calling the Chiefs frauds.
I think so. I think they win.
Okay.
But they rarely blow teams out.
Yep.
They are going to be healthy. 2 weeks rest. I still like the Texans plus the points.
Last time they played, was that the game? That was the game that the Texans got to a huge lead?
They got out to, I think it was like a 21-0 lead or something.
Mahomes came back.
Yeah. Was it 9.5 you said?
8.5.
8.5.
8.5. Line's going down. It was 9.5.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll take the 8.5.
All right. I'm taking Chiefs minus 8.5. They're all business now. Actually, I got them a couple times in the last few weeks of the year laying big numbers.
They covered.
Yeah. I think they've been just like laying down, like laying in wait
all
year long.
They've been waiting for the postseason to start.
I don't know that I've ever seen a football team able to do it. And maybe they're not. Maybe that's not what they're doing. Maybe they just weren't that good this year. I just think they're gonna destroy the Texans. So I see like a 31-10 kind
of
game.
Two teams on fraud watch, of course. The Chiefs are just better. I'm gonna take the Chiefs minus 8.5 as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they both are on fraud watch though.
Yes.
But dangerous to put the Chiefs on fraud watch.
Yeah. Well, one's gonna do it.
Yeah.
They're gonna lose next week.
So second game on Saturday. Lions, we still at 9.5?
Still 9.5, yep.
Minus 9.5 over the Commanders.
Taking Washington plus the 9.5.
You like that big number?
Yes, sir. Big number. I think Washington's playing well now. They're going to go into this game with nothing to lose. Detroit's going to have to figure out a way to work David Montgomery back into the fold. You know, I can see this game getting off to a little bit of a slow start for Detroit, but they wind up winning somewhere around 7 or 8 points in the end. But, man, I think Washington makes this thing an interesting game Saturday night. I like the 9.5 points, although I will be teasing it up to 10.5.
So I think that last week was the Commanders' Super Bowl. I think the Lions are going to obliterate them. Mm-hmm. I really do. Lions, much like I was saying about the Rams, felt. Now, the Rams are possibly a team on a mission, but possibly just, you know, 1-1 playoff game. Mm-hmm. Lions, I just, at home, are you serious? They might score 50 points. Like, I'm taking the Lions minus 9.5.
I want to take the Commanders, but the line's too big, and that makes me lean towards taking the Lions. I would actually feel more comfortable if it was, like, Commanders plus 7.5. I think 9.5 is such a huge number that's they're trying to get you to bet the Commanders.
Oh, I am.
I know. I'm going to take the Lions.
Here, before we get to our game, one would argue from a casual fan, a NFL fan perspective, the game of the weekend is Sunday evening. Bills at home, currently a 1-point favorite over the Baltimore Ravens. Ike, where do you see it go?
Man, I've gone back and forth with this game. This is really a pick'em game to me.
This is a tough one.
And the fact that the Bills are only a 1-point favorite and they're at home tells me Baltimore is probably the better overall team. Man, this is going to be a great game with these two quarterbacks. I think both of these guys leave it all on the field Sunday, and we walk away from this game saying, what a finale for the divisional round playoffs. I think Baltimore,
I see this as 1.5 now, by the way.
Is it up to 1.5?
1.5.
Yeah, Ravens 1.5.
Yep.
Oh, the Ravens are favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I thought it was Buffalo.
Yeah, I thought it was Buffalo favorite.
My bad. Ravens 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going Ravens in this game. It's a field goal game, though, but I'm going Ravens.
I'm taking the Bills. I mean, you know, I said earlier that the story of the season felt like Josh Allen, but the story of the season also feels like Lamar Jackson. This is a game that I'm so hoping the Eagles win so I can watch this game with a smile on my face as opposed to being grumpy all night, you know?
Sure.
So it's tough, but I'm going to take Buffalo plus 1.5.
Two playoff fraud quarterbacks matching up in this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm taking the line is just telling me to take the Ravens. It's pretty much as simple as that. I can't believe they're 1.5 favorites. I think the Ravens have been maybe the most overrated team in football this year. And the fact that they're 1.5-point favorites in Buffalo, I think, is insane. So I'm going to take the Ravens minus 1.5.
Well, a lot of line is telling me something from Jack.
Well, that's why I always win the picks every
back.
Year.
Yeah. He's back.
All right.
Relax. Well, I do win the picks every year.
Meanwhile, yeah. We can't win a parlay together.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should bet our lives. Jack.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. I never bet them. Yeah. But I'm just a linesman.
Doofus. Yeah. All right, here we go. Eagles currently 6.5-point favorites, 3:00 on Sunday. Ike Reese.
All right. I feel good about this game, primarily because Sunday's weather is a defensive sort of atmosphere type of a game. And I rode the defense last week. Pause. I did, and I'm going to ride them again this week. I think the defense is the story coming out of this game, how they shut down Matthew Stafford and this offense. And somebody actually gave me the score last night at the Philadelphia Sports Writers dinner last night. I can't remember the young lady's name, but she gave me her prediction, and I said I would use the score on the air because I liked it. 27-13, Birds win this game. 27-13, we covered.
That's actually a big – you're not really a
– I am not.
You are not a big number guy.
Yeah.
Well, I went – she seemed very convincing, and so I just said – yeah, and I told her, I'm like, I don't normally pick double-digit wins, but
there you
caveat
go.
Is it was her pick.
Right.
I buy into it. 27-13, Birds.
So there's a difference between how I felt about the Packers game and the Rams game. Packers game, I thought the Eagles would win. I just didn't think people were – giving enough, I guess, respect to the Packers team. The Rams team, I'm legitimately terrified of. Legitimately terrified of this game. So I think the Eagles will win. They are the better team. They are at home. But I think this game, much like the last game, is going to make you want to puke the entire time. I'm taking the Eagles 20-19.
Ooh, God. 20-19?
Yes. Mm. 2019 Eagles.
That Jake Elliott field goal?
Oh, for the win? How did everyone feel with that one?
Jalen touchdown drive.
Oh, lock of the
there
century.
There we go. We're down 19-13.
Yep.
Lock of the century.
Yep.
Is Jalen having a big game?
Just the Jag with his head in his hands.
Yep. So you're done doing your approaching taking the other team by double digits?
They lost the Washington game, so I didn't have to do it anymore.
Yeah. That kind of counts.
Well, I asked. There was a real game.
I know, but Jalen didn't play.
But still.
You know if QB1's in her? All right.
And by the way, he was okay last week. It didn't change
anything last week.
No.
Yeah. Superstitions are stupid. Anyway.
What did I say last week? 23-21. Yeah.
I'm taking the Eagles 27-13. I wrote it down. I know that Ike said that was his score. But I wrote down 27-13 too. So
we're locked in.
What do you want me to do?
Well,
we're doomed.
They better.
We are screwed. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
There is no chance they're winning 27-13 now. Absolutely 0% chance. Jack, why don't you tell everybody where to get their appliances? We all know it's National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, especially in the playoffs, you got to make sure your house is all appliance.
Yeah,
stuff.
They have a whole thing going on right now.
They got
now,
a whole thing. They always are looking to help you with your dollar stretching further. You know, whether it's tax-free Delaware, whether it's Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that is instantly updating price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. That's a National Appliance Warehouse staple. But on top of that, always great savings event, and backed by popular demand is the Friends and Family Savings Event. So your dollar always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse, and you're going to get the best stuff too. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. The perfect appliance is waiting for you down there, and on top of all that, you are going to get a passionate passionate team of National Appliance Warehouse helping you out. Whatever you need, they're there to help you out. They're always having fun. You feel like you're a part of the family. Trust me. Get down there today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Before we get back to the phones, I did mention, we do need to mention one further WIP staffer. And this isn't a put somebody on blast situation. It's really just something that I noticed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I dress like very casually. You know, it's always t-shirt, jeans, hat. That's the way I look. Dress like a 19-year-old who goes to Hot Topic, covered in tattoos or whatever. But
a hippie.
Yeah. But occasionally when I go to a nice event, got to put on a suit, and what people say to me is, oh, you clean up nice. Oh, I didn't know, you know, but you see me in a suit. I look, when I wear a suit, I'm a person who looks like they know how to wear a suit. I believe. Mm-hmm. So there was an event last night, Philadelphia Sports Writers Award event, mm-hmm. and there were a bunch of WIP staff there. I saw Devin, saw Kyle, mm-hmm. saw Robbie E was there. Mm-hmm. And then
I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
And then you looking very nice.
I do my best.
Yeah.
And then I saw Broods.
Broods.
And the thing is, he tried, but Broods is like one of those dudes that when he tries to clean up, I feel like it looks so wrong that it works the other way.
Yeah.
You know, he had just like big sneakers on with the dress pants.
Had the Jordans on.
Had the Jordan. Had the dress shirt, but not really a dress shirt because it had two pockets with it. And then super clean shaven, but still had the hair or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I don't know, to me, like, he'd almost look better just going as Broads.
But it's hard. You're going to a big event.
Well, I don't know.
I got to find his old wedding photos because he's been married in the last couple of years.
Yes.
And how did he dress up for that one? Was it just an off night last night?
And again, a deep respect for Broads.
Yeah.
And a deep respect for guys who dress casually all the time, mm-hmm. you know. But I just don't, to me, his cleanup version looked like, I don't know. It didn't work for me.
Well, looks like he had the casual look going and he threw a jacket on.
There's that too, yes.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. He probably had that going the majority of the day, and then I got to wear a jacket to this thing tonight.
I got
to
shave.
Yeah, I got to throw a jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wet the hair down a little bit.
So I'm looking at other photos. I think it was just a bad night.
Really?
I think it was just a bad night.
Okay, yeah. All right. I didn't investigate other photos.
Yeah.
Now you, Ike, I'm not going to put you in this position, but
whatever,
Jack, you would agree. Would you agree with my assessment on last night's photo?
I would agree with your assessment on last night.
Okay, all right. So I'm not also, out of line here.
I'm giving him an out saying I think it wasn't his best.
Okay, all right.
This is from a guy who's been wearing the same suit for 5 years.
Yeah, and I might be in the market for a new suit.
You right, because he can't even fit that suit anymore. Yeah, he's lost 20 pounds.
Just
people are talking.
Some recommendation from somebody who's lost weight before. Before you go and buy a suit, make sure you're done losing the weight. Because when I lost all the weight that I lost, I actually had 2 rounds of clothes because I didn't know I was done losing weight.
Yeah.
And I ended up with a bunch of clothes I didn't need.
I'm this close to replying to the tweet that say, you're fat producer, and saying, people are saying I'm down 20. This close.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, a grown man with 2 kids. Get another suit, man. You know what I mean?
They're expensive, Chuck.
Come on, man. You make enough money, man. It's embarrassing to Jill.
Well, she's fine.
Hey, listen.
Wow.
He's fine.
That is rough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, that's my guy.
That's a good point, Chuck. I mean, look nice sometimes. Jill wants to see you in a different color suit sometimes.
This summer for all the weddings, I'll get a new suit. Everyone take a deep breath.
Hey, listen, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I'm in a bad area right now, but I'm going to make this real quick. To all the ladies that keep calling up here saying, leave Jalen alone. Will you please just leave my quarterback alone? The jackass would throw the football to his wide receivers, then we would leave him alone, okay? Everybody in here wants Jalen to do well, all right? I want him to do well. For the love of God, right? Throw the damn football. You know what I mean? That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. You know what I mean? I just want him on Sunday.
It's the hardest job in sports.
I'm not looking for crazy numbers, 350, because I know he's not capable of doing that. Just give me 170 yards passing, okay? Can you do that? You know, two touchdowns, no, you know, possibly one rushing the ball and then one throwing the ball. And then Saquon can get at least two touchdowns. You know what I mean? I even take a tush push. But give me something, man. You know what I mean? Give me something. Give me a pulse on Sunday. Because because I'm telling you, I am this close to having a hatred for Jalen Hurts like I have for Joel Embiid. And I tell you, that's not a pretty phone call. Okay, so I'm letting you know right now.
I can attest to this.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
I do think your conversation with Spike will go different this time than if it's about Embiid.
I think me and Spike will be on the same page. This time, although Spike was talking up his ass earlier about Joel Embiid. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to get into that.
Let's not go back down that road. Yes.
I don't think I said anything about Embiid, actually. Yeah.
You didn't say the thing that he needs to be, and that's traded. You know what I mean? That's it.
Trade him. Well, they can't trade him now. So, yeah.
Well, they can trade him if they
want. No, they're not allowed.
Semantics. Yeah. Back to the Eagles.
In theory. That's an off-season topic, okay? I got plenty of time to call up and talk to Spike about that. But let me tell you something, right? On Sunday, we roll, all right? And I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you why we roll, right? That offensive line is going to bully that defense, okay? And then that defense is going to come up and show up to play. And Trot, hey Ike,
next
week we'll get his first game this week, baby.
I'm excited for it. I am, yeah.
Get him ready. Get ready, Ike, because this is the playoffs. He's getting thrown into the fire, baby. You know, there ain't no better way to start making your way than to do it in the playoffs. So I can't wait to see Trot out there. But listen, this week we're going to roll by two touchdowns, 27-14 Burrs.
All right.
I like it.
All right, Chuck.
All right,
I like it. Yes, sir.
Listen, have a good weekend, y'all. Don't get too snowed in. You know what I mean? Jack, don't leave the snow into your jail, your
mother-in-law to shovel it. Yeah.
No, my neighbor shoveled for me this morning.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
That's ridiculous, man.
All right, Chuck.
By the way, Jack, message to you. That's the last time Chuck gets that high on the board unless he declares himself back with the afternoon show.
Well, I think, all right, fine.
Just say yes. Just be like, all right.
All right.
Yep. I'm just saying, he's calling like every day now. You know what I'm saying? It's just my opinion.
I hear you.
Yeah, all right.
But I know what he's thinking.
I know.
But that could derail the progress.
Well, but we got to meet in the middle somewhere.
There's one guy on this show.
Yeah.
All he cares about is not derailing the show. And that's me. And that's the Chuck thing.
Spike has a point, though.
He has a point.
He made a big public to-do. Yes. So he wants to be back.
Listen, I know. I'll talk to him.
And here's the only other thing. I don't ask for apologies or anything. That's not what I do. I just want to say I'm with you guys.
Yep.
That's all. I don't need, I'm sorry for this. Blah, blah, blah.
All right, I'll talk to him.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Okay, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
pick it up, Herb.
What's happening there, Chucky? Yeah, boy.
He's not on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's there. I know he's listening. HR's now talking.
That you? Human resources?
Yeah, Lisa's long gone.
This is the way I want the Philadelphia Eagles to play on Sunday.
Run the ball.
Like Rios and all these other guys from North Philly. No. Okay?
Well, oh boy.
You know, whoa. When you're eating your steak, you know, you chop it up and you...
Oh, this isn't going
to
work.
That big prime rib, that filet. Well, I want you now to go out there, okay, and chop up those rams, okay? Chop them up, slice them up, do whatever you got to do.
Lamb chops.
Get that W, yeah, boy. I agree. 58. What do you say now?
I'm ready to roll. You want me to get my neck rolled? Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Let's go get some Chinese food.
Oh,
huh?
God.
You ready to that roll, is. Huh?
Whoa. That is weird.
Hey, now,
weird. Weird thing to say.
Here we go.
Can you give us the Eagles chant?
48 hours, baby. We're less than 48 hours. Here we go.
Yeah, buddy. Watch out, Germantown.
In the snow, 33-19 Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that. Eagles chant, Herb. Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Let's go.
Yo.
It turned out better than you thought it was going to turn out.
Of course it did.
All right, Herb. See you all Monday, man. Come down and see us.
I was just down there. You weren't down there. Now I'm in the Northeast.
Why, we're never there on Fridays.
I thought you were going out. I thought you told me you were going over there on Friday.
How would he get from there to the Chickies?
I was at
Chickies
party, Ike Reese, last night. I was there a couple years ago with Jay Wright. How was that?
Oh, it was pretty good, man. Good turnout. A lot of great people, great food, great time.
The Phillies were there, too, right?
Yep. Shout out to my boy Michael B., who got honored last week.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations, Michael B.
Yeah,
Rube was there. I saw Rube there last night. Yep.
Right.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
All right.
Charlie Mayer, you also got honored last night.
Oh, that's cool.
Chuck.
Yep, Skip got honored last night.
That was a weird Chuck call. Yeah, let's get some Chinese food.
I don't know. Very strange.
I eat Chinese food.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary.
The whole time
he's going, yeah, boy.
Yeah. You know, he realized Harold was the only person I let get away with that, too.
He did it to Chuck, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Looks like I picked a good day to travel. Ron Jaworski.
Good point.
406 with Jaws.
Yeah. Could you imagine Jaws sitting on hold during that? Right. What would Jack have done?
Yes, we would not have done that.
You imagine being about, I would get Jaws. All right, what's next?
It's not a new coat. He just took mine. Elliot's wife.
Oh, very true.
Wow. Yeah, Elliot's put himself under the microscope Sunday.
Yeah.
Tiny feet, lady coat, Elliot.
There's no way the coat has to be that long.
No way. There's no way it has to be
an
that
ankle
long.
An ankle-length pea coat?
Who
it sounds
wears
like
an ankle-length coat, man? What man does that?
Yeah.
You can have a little scarf on, too.
Yep.
Well, he does like to dress.
No.
It's high heels. What's next?
Minimal sweats, winning bets. I wish you the absolute best. Nick Costas at the bottom of a pile after throwing one punch at the link.
I forgot about that little back and forth. I forgot about that one.
Tough guy Costas is fighting someone at the Eagles game.
Yeah, that would not be wise.
You imagine him getting his ass kicked. There was Matt's winning bets. All right, what's next?
What am I listening to? People miss me? In this city? Tobias in Detroit.
Can you imagine Tobias heard all that?
You heard that and was like, what?
Yeah. Me?
Me? Where was he at when I was here?
Yeah.
Tobias, I was here.
What's next?
Checks in the mail, Spike. Daryl in Center City.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. What's next?
What are you going to do with that $2? What is your plan? Spike calmly tipping the pizza guy.
I would always tip him more than $2, though. What is it, 1989?
Exactly. You got to
tip
him
more than $2.
Good guy.
All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
And hopefully it is after a win.
It will be.
All right.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the tail, one, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles!
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles!
Crank it up!
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's so bad.
Okay.
That was so bad.
Seltzer, that's what I was looking for. I figured it wasn't going to be that good.
By the way, to Cameron there, I figured it wasn't going to be that good.
Yeah, I knew you'd joke.
Kick her when she's down.
He's such a bad guy.
What the heck? You may have seen it under construction for a while because they wanted to get it exactly right. But awesome news. The brand new Colonial Hyundai dealership finally complete up there in Downingtown. So John Ashdale, the car czar, and the team at Colonial have worked very hard to make sure that not only are the people right, but the place is right to make your buying, your leasing, your servicing, whatever happens at Colonial, faster, easier, and better. Never been easier than to buy, trade, upgrade at Colonial. They're going to give you the highest trade-in value anywhere in the region. $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. Tucson's on the lot. Santa Fe's on the lot. Palisades, Kona's, over 200 vehicles in stock. You drive a Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every Hyundai, every new Hyundai right now comes with 3-year complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.